time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
A very good afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, Mark is in studio with me after a couple of weeks.
I have to get back.
Where have you been? What have you been on an island, like sipping cocktails and stuff?
Oh, that'll be awesome, man. Jeez. But unfortunately, it was just work. And we did release the app I told you about. Remember, we talked about it? The SU Facilities mobile app?
Mm-hmm.
Very awesome. People should really download that.
I actually overheard someone saying how cool the app is because they didn't know where the class is. And then they just went on it to go check out the class.
The floor plan.
Yes. That's what they checked out. And I was like, okay, look at these guys actually making use of the app.
That's the kind of feedback we want.
But
definitely
if people want to download it, where can they download it?
They go to the Android Play Store or the Google App Store, and they go and search for SU Facilities. Or Stellenbosch University. Basically, we've got two apps there.
Mm-hmm.
One for SU Facilities and the other one for iNetKey. So they'll definitely find it.
Okay, cool. What's on our menu for today? I saw something here to do with crypto messages. What is happening?
Well, I mean, you might have seen the email that we sent out as an alert, but there's a few cases of ransomware. Now, this is the new trend where viruses or programs get onto your computer and then they encrypt everything. Photos, documents, all your research, all your... everything. It just encrypts it, and you can't get to it. So then
it's gone.
It's there, but you can't get access to it. They just basically tell you, "Give us $100, and we'll unencrypt it for you."
But then, what do you do to get your stuff encrypted, or is your stuff like lost forever?
That's the problem. I mean, if you're willing to pay them and they actually give you the encryption key, then it's like this ransom. You know, it's the problem. The real problem is that we can't help you. There's nothing we can do. That's the reason why it's encryption. It's gone.
What would be the best advice for someone who actually just realized their stuff is encrypted? Either just leave it alone or stop.
The best would be prevention is better than cure. Because if you're in that state and you realize, well, there's some other message that's telling me to pay them $100, then contact the IT department. We'll see if we can do. Maybe there's a few varieties of them. Maybe there's one that we can help you with. But it's bad luck, eh? Prevention is better than cure in this case.
So don't open any odd files.
Yeah, the typical things comes to mind. Don't go to that dodgy website to download Grey's Anatomy or something, the latest version.
Because you don't know what's coming with it.
Yes, exactly.
And then also, any other stuff that you guys are working on?
Yes, well, I'd like to sort of share again the student technology program.
Okay.
It's where students can go. It's www.stp.ac.za.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there and they've got laptops and tablets available at very good prices.
I'm looking for one.
Yes, go ahead.
Because a laptop is so expensive to buy, Mark. I can't even deal. How much do the prices go for?
Well, it varies from 3,600 rand all the way up to almost 10,000.
And it's new ones, eh?
It's new ones, yes. And it's an initiative with all universities trying to get together and trying to negotiate for students to better pricing from their vendors.
I wanted to say, what is this work for everyone thing that everyone's talking about?
Yes, it's very cool. Well, we've got a no-pay. Well, it's cool if you're an Apple fan person, but I've tried it out. It's good. It's typical Apple. It's Apple's... equivalent of Word and PowerPoint and Excel. So they've got to call it numbers and pages and keynote something.
Keynote.
Yes. I'm not from Apple. But I've tried it out on this typical Apple. Very cool, very nice and flashy, and it helps you out. It's still in beta, but what they've done is they've given it to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't have to have an Apple device to actually...
Are you serious? Yes. So you can have an Android phone as well?
Yeah, they're gonna have apps for it for Android as well, surely, within the next few months. So it's now a competition. We've got Google Docs, we've got Office 365, and we've got iWork.
Yeah.
And all three of them are now giving us choice. So yay for choice.
That is a cool thing, because now you don't have to have that expensive Apple phone.
Exactly,
Just to wrap things up, any last minute things that you still have?
We just have to share this.
Okay, what?
A guy builds his own 3D printer... And then prints his own lawnmower. That is just so cool.
Please explain it, because
maybe I'm just
like
a guy.
It doesn't make sense in my head. It doesn't make sense.
Well, except for the guy that built it himself, you can actually now buy 3D printers, and it prints literally from anything you want to do. You print chocolates. It prints these beautiful chocolates. It prints organs.
Is it available here for us?
You can actually buy it. There's this locally.
What?
Yes, you can. And this guy actually, he built it himself. He's obviously an engineer.
Yeah.
But he sourced all the parts locally in South Africa. He built it in his garage, and he's like, he built this, you know, lawnmower and vases and all sorts of stuff. So that's maybe from a year from now, we talk about what are you going to print this weekend?
Yeah.
For yourself, we'll see.
And then people's printing chocolates.
Yeah, fine, sure. Let's print food.
Back again next week. What do you have in store for us next week?
Well, we're definitely going to look.
Are you taking a break again?
Well, I'm taking a break, but next week we'll talk about data.
Okay.
Maybe there's a few good, awesome data deals, and we'll share more other stuff, cool stuff that's happening on campus.
Thanks so much for coming into studio.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Always a pleasure. We chat to you again next week.
Yes.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.